Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about positive things that are happening in our life, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us, both physically and emotionally, but more importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week. And we also like to talk about a lot of other fun stuff too. So we are going to go ahead and begin on this beautiful Tuesday night that we've become so accustomed to recording this podcast. So what do you got there, Heather?
For wins?
Yes.
Okay. Win number one. We got Mexican food after church on Sunday with some pretty fun people. Then
it was very good, and we got to watch a 2-year-old go to town on some cheese dip.
It was the cutest thing ever. I mean, he was licking the bowl.
Yes, while standing, and it was awesome.
It was pretty cute. Then my next win is we had a good school day today. That was a win.
That is a win.
Josie's birthday was a win. I think I ate more cake than anyone else over the weekend, and my lesson has been learned not to do that again.
Well, tell us, fill us in. Give us a play-by-play of what Josie's birthday looked like. So we celebrated Josie's birthday on Saturday, because even though her birthday was this past Sunday, we have a whole day of events on Sundays with church. So we said, we're going to celebrate your birthday all day Saturday. And so what did we do?
So starting with Friday night, after the girls went to bed, then I decorate the whole house, and it kind of feels like Christmas morning when they wake up, because then it's like, oh, where did all of this come from? So they get all excited, and I just put like balloons all over the floor and like little banners and stuff, and just little decorations here and there, and then put her little presents out. So it's like the mommy birthday fairy comes out and leaves little gifts everywhere. That's fun. And we do this tradition where I make everybody's cakes for their birthdays, and I've kind of stuck to that. So that's one of our little family traditions that we do. This year, she wanted a chocolate cake. And last year, she wanted strawberry. And it was by far the best strawberry cake I've ever had. And I was really kind of sad that she didn't want that again. Not that I need to eat any more cake, because my pants are getting a little tight. But yeah, so those are wins.
Her chocolate cake she made this year was very delicious. She could probably become a professional baker.
If only I knew how to ice a cake.
It'd
be a total game changer if I could ice a cake. I don't know how to do all that.
So yeah, we had fun at Mocha's and Minnie's, which is a wild play place.
Which every town needs one.
Yeah.
So there's a...
They may have them in other towns.
And they just named other things.
So it's just an indoor, it's a coffee shop with an indoor playground.
And it is,
it's really cool.
Really good drinks. I mean,
yeah, it was okay.
The last time I took the girls, I got what is called a peach ring. And it's just cream soda with like peach syrups. Or no, it's like, what's the other, not creams, maybe it is cream soda. I don't know. But it's like peach syrups with cream soda and something else. And it was like
club soda.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah, club soda.
And it was so good. And then this time I got just a iced chai tea latte and it was really good too.
Yeah.
So I sometimes when I go to Walmart, I'm always say to Georgia, I'm like, I just want to go in and get a drink and then get it to go to not. Yeah,
the reason she says that because it's right next to
Walmart.
There's two locations in Clarksville, and there's one next to Walmart and one way up north. And we went to the way up north one because Josie. Because Josie wanted to go to that one. So it was her birthday. So we did. Then we ate at Chili's. That was delicious.
Yep.
Got lots of chips and salsa.
Yep.
I like the chips and salsa from Chili's a lot better than most Mexican restaurants.
You know what? I agree.
Because the thin and crispy chips, and then they have a really, like, they have a good bite to their salsa.
Yeah.
They have good salsa.
What?
And the girls got white queso at Chili's. And Heather got her Southwestern egg rolls.
I really love Southwest egg rolls. They're so good.
Yeah.
But they just, nothing beats the spring roll cart in Disney, though.
Oh, my.
It's my favorite. I have dreams about cheeseburger spring rolls from Adventureland. Mm. Anyway. So, we went to Mocha's and Minnie's and played for a few hours, and the girls had fun. And then
we got a smoking new deal. I don't know if this is mean or not, but we went shopping for me a little bit on Josie's birthday because I don't ever shop for like dress clothes. And I have had the same white dress shirt for like
4 years.
Yeah, a long time since we were at Bear Valley.
Long time.
And so like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, I should probably get maybe a couple new dress shirts. And we scored big time because Dillard's was, which they have a big and tall section, which is very nice for me. And so Dillard's had a legit like 70% off sale on their really nice round tree in York button downs. And so, I definitely stocked up on some button downs. So I'm pretty pumped. And and this Sunday, a win for me was my first Sunday to officially preach as the preaching minister at the congregation we're at now. And that was exciting, getting to preach. And then right after that, got to teach a really fun Bible class, had a lot of good discussion. So, yeah, it was a different Sunday.
It was a fun Sunday.
Yeah, and we got to go eat, like Heather said, right afterwards. And that was really fun.
And tonight I made my first ever Mexican lasagna, and it was really good.
Yeah. And the weather's changing, so it's probably changing everywhere. We had the craziest windstorm slash, it like randomly, you look at the weather and it doesn't say it's going to rain or anything. All of a sudden, you'll start hearing the wind go, and then you'll start hearing all this rainfall. You're like, what in the world is going on? Yeah, it's just raining, getting after it out there. So our grass was starting to die, and I had watered it earlier that day. But, oh well, I'm almost done with my next duck call. I've got it.
It's really pretty, too.
I've got them, but, well, I had some blended, I don't even know what they call that.
Acrylic?
Yeah, I have acrylic, but it was
marbled?
Yeah, I don't know what the official, but it's red, white, and blue with sparkle in it. And it's really cool. I've got it all shaped and put together. I just have to cut the tone board and bore out the insert, which is the sound making part of the duck call. And then I will sand it all, polish it, and it will and tune it, and it'll be ready to go again. So that's pretty good for me. I mean, two calls without any disasters, which I probably shouldn't say that yet, but it's pretty good for me. So I'm excited. But Yeah, it's been good. We've been getting to go around. Josie got her new scooter for her birthday, and Georgia rides it more. So
we haven't really had a chance to walk, yeah, though, because poor Josie goes to preschool. I'm still very upset that she leaves me whenever she
but
gets
she does
upset,
like her preschool.
She does.
It's a good preschool. She's got a good teacher.
She's got lots of friends. Yep. And she said she loves her teacher, and it was really sweet. But I just get very sad when she leaves.
Yeah.
We get bored without Josie sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So do you have some talking points for tonight? I have one that I was going to do last week, but I forgot. But you can go.
No, you can go. Well,
what are you looking at? Were you Pinteresting?
Well, it's fall, so fall means baking, which means
literally just talked about how we were going to start eating better.
Well, I mean, like baking for other people.
No, that never happens.
Yes, it will.
I better try this first.
No.
And so she'll make mini pumpkin loaves for us to eat and crush.
Well,
and then
Georgia,
she'll be like, we don't need these.
I told Georgia that we would make, what are they called? Leviathan chocolate chip cookies to take to the office.
Yeah, well, that's great. I work there. Take them to the child care center office.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, don't take them to the church office. Go to the right. Oh, my lands. But yeah, I got to go to yesterday had a fish fry preacher's luncheon. It was really awesome. Got to meet a bunch of preachers in the Nashville, Clarksville, Southern Kentucky area, and it was really fun, and we had a big old fish fry, and that was awesome. They had some really delicious hush puppies too, and probably why I've been bloated all day today. But yeah, I crushed that, had some good talks, got to meet a bunch of people. Took a majority of the day, but got some really cool stuff knocked out today too. So, oh yeah, just getting after it. Got some new camera gear stuff to make videos, and really excited. But what are you doing? Oh, I started reading a good book. Frank Peretti's book, This Present Darkness, is interesting.
What is that? What goes on in it?
So it is a fictional book, but he's trying to base it on biblical themes concerning the spiritual realm with the earthly realm. And so it's this town of Ashton that he's writing about. And in this town, there's lots of demon activity. Really, it's, you could consider it like Satan's playground of a town. Mm. Lots of bad stuff, and like it starts out with like there's these 2 7-foot figures that look like men, but they're heavenly warriors that are going around defeating these demons that are trying to oppress people in the town. And then he follows a few characters that are trying to be helped by these spiritual warriors, like a part of God's army type people. And then you have like these certain demons that have, like, there's one demon over like, what was it? Complacency, I think. And demon over lust. And like they're all like having a meeting and talking because they're about to have some big battle happen in this town of Ashton. And there's this one main character, Hank, who is the preacher of this little country church. And he's a young guy and he's praying all the time. And it's really cool. But I mean, I'm not exactly sure on what the spiritual realm is like, and so I don't want to say this is true, but it's just a really cool story that is written about. And so it's fun to watch. I'm trying to lay off the TV before bed and try to read that before bed, just to lay off screen time, because I sit in front of a computer a lot now.
Yeah. Me and Georgia have done really good about...
We've been watching a lot of Andy Griffith.
TV, though.
That's been fun. Yeah. The girls have gotten into some Andy Griffith. We've been crushing it.
They really like Opie.
Yeah. Tonight we watched the one about the Jinx, and the one guy put a hex on everybody because he was just such bad luck. But yeah, I used to be superstitious when I played football. Like, I always had to put on everything a certain way. I don't know why. It was weird. Like, I put stuff on, like, certain things had to go on at a certain time. And I had to tinkle so many times before the game. It was weird. But I was superstitious, I guess you could say, which is a hoax. I mean, you were going to either win or lose. So... yeah, no, I'm weird. That was my BC life for Christ. But yeah, okay. I got a question.
Okay.
We are gearing up 4 months away from taking a, vacation. No, way more than 4 months. 5 months away from taking a Disney vacation, I think, right?
January.
End of January, beginning of February. So, okay. What is your, what are you most excited about going to see / eat on our trip?
Cheeseburger spring rolls.
Over the beignets?
No, I want beignets too.
Well, I said you had to pick one.
Oh, cheeseburger spring rolls.
Okay.
I'm really excited to see and ride, hopefully, Tiana's Bayou and see what they are doing, if they're even going to, like, actually expand and add a whole bunch of... We'll get to
the
expand
in just a second, but we're not on the expand.
But I'm just excited, period. I love the fireworks and the light show.
Your favorite... we are going to try to go to all four parks this time. We've never been to Hollywood Studios, which that means we've never been able to ride like Slinky Dog or
go to Josie Star Wars or any of that. Tall enough.
Or do Haunted Mansion. No, not Haunted Mansion. Tower of Terror.
We're not doing that.
Sure we are.
We're not doing that. That looks miserable.
I will not be riding Avatar again.
I liked the Navi River better. The
Fast Pass or Lightning Lane, whatever. No,
I like the river boat ride.
We did Avatar again, and what
the
is
last
it?
Time we went.
Yeah, and it was not. Wasn't the same as the first. I will do Guardians of the Galaxy again, though.
I don't know.
And I want to get to where I'm flexible enough to go try at least to see if I can get into the Tron ride.
Okay.
I'm just scared I'm not flexible enough. My knees don't bend that well because I've got arthritis and all that fun stuff.
You can go to the Bar Align class with me.
Absolutely not.
And it stretches you.
I'm good. Okay. So, what is your favorite park?
Either Epcot or Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I love Epcot. I love the food, and I love Frozen.
Yeah. What other ride? And Guardians of the Galaxy, and Ratatouille, and what else is there? We've never done Soarin'.
No, we haven't.
Which we need to do this time.
And we've never done the Mission Space thing.
Oh. What is that?
It's like those things.
Oh. Yeah, we haven't done that. Soarin'.
No. So there's
we need to do that one.
There's several things that we've
what
missed.
What other was there? Oh, we've never done Test Track either.
Oh yeah.
But those are like adult rides, which it's hard to do when you have little kids. But Epcot is probably my favorite just because the food is cool. And I don't know, there's just a bunch of stuff there.
I was watching a show about Epcot the other day.
There's a lot more rides than you think, too.
Oh, yeah. And Georgia walked in at the time when they were showing the new fireworks show at Epcot.
Oh, the drone show.
No, it's drone and... Oh. Well, they have a drone show at Disney Springs.
Yeah, you're right.
Never mind. Now at Epcot, they've got the new luminous... Story of Us or something. I don't know. Firework light show thing. And Georgia goes, "Hey, why didn't we stay for that last time?" And I was like, "Because Josie is tiny and it was at 9 p.m. and not like 7 or 8 like Magic Kingdom. So that would put us getting back to our room at like
midnight. We did Epcot the first day, I think. So that would have been
I don't remember. But yeah.
So what... Okay, what is your, what are you most excited about with the, which new expansion are you most excited about?
I don't really care for Cars. I know a lot of people love Cars, but it was never like my favorite.
Isn't that where Dinosaur Land is?
No, so in Dinosaur Land, they are...
Cars is going where...
In Magic Kingdom.
Where Tim, whatever it is, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. The Huck Tom Finn's Sawyer Island thing.
Yeah.
No,
man,
I don't.
That's going to be packed because then there's going to be... what is the ride we rode a bunch?
Thunder Mountain?
Yeah, it's right next to Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, but if you think about it, and they're also supposed to be adding a villain.
And that's where Tiana's Bayou is.
I know.
Wow.
But they're supposed to be adding a villain's land or something devoted to all the villains, which I don't really I don't really know that I care for that.
Nobody likes the bad guy.
Magic Kingdom is just so happy-go-lucky and like princesses and like cutesy things. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I'm sure they'll do a good job on it if they actually do it, because it is said that they don't always follow through with their so-called plans of expansions of things, but they are. They have started in Animal Kingdom on the expansion for Encanto and Coco, maybe? I don't know. But they're going to be adding an Encanto ride in Animal Kingdom, I think, supposedly. So, I don't know. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We'll see. I'm just going for the fun. It's just fun in general. I don't care about, like, we've ridden all the rides that we wanted to.
We crushed the rides the last time, so I kind of want to chill this time.
But we did not do Pooh Bear, Adventures of Pooh.
Or Soarin'.
Or Soarin'. And we did not go to Enchanted Tales with Belle.
We did not do Hollywood Studios.
And we did not do Hollywood Studios.
We didn't take pictures with princesses.
And we did not take pictures with princesses. But we did meet.
We did rope drop everything.
And we got...
And we did stay till like 11 o'clock.
Amazing photos with Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy multiple times.
Yeah.
We saw them a lot last time, was really cool. But I don't know. I love Disney. It's just so fun.
I just like vacation.
I've already started looking at like t-shirts and how I want to like coordinate us.
I bet there's a t-shirt maker here.
You think
in the congregation? No doubt.
Really? We need to find that out.
Yeah. That'd be on you, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked our shirts last year. They were good.
I know. They're still going strong.
Yeah. First year ones were not so good.
No, those were like done on somebody's Cricut.
Yeah.
No offense, but they peeled off like immediately.
Yeah.
Which was sad. And so I've already started kind of planning in my mind my Christmas box for the girls. Mm-hmm. But we keep already telling them that we're going to Disney, and I wish we would stop so that they would forget, so that it can be like my Christmas surprise all over again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, it's...
Even though Georgia has a memory of a steel trap, so even though we've told her a few times we're going to Disney again, I don't know if she believes us or not, but...
I'm sure she does. How many times? We've only gone twice.
Yeah.
This will be the longest one we get to go on.
Yep, and it's just us four.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going this time. Just us.
We're going to have some... rest days built in.
Yeah, we are doing a rest day.
Rest days are going to be built in. I think there's one day. Maybe just one.
Is Disney Springs considered a rest day?
Sure.
You can do like half a day at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Or like just a little bit. You don't have to go to a lot at Disney Springs. We're not like huge shoppers.
No.
I just want to go to World of Disney and... Georgia will want to go to the Lego store again.
I'd say that's cool.
And then I just want to get a snack, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
If you could redo our honeymoon, what would you do?
Oh, no.
If you could pick a new honeymoon, what would you do? I don't
know. We went on an Alaskan cruise, which. Cruises are, I'm just going to be honest, cruises are interesting for Christians, for Heather and I at least. We were new Christians, and so we were on a boat and didn't know like what to do for the longest time. We do not drink. We do not partake of that. And so there is a lot, we ate a lot of ice cream, and we had a lot of
Room service of Reuben's chocolate milk and cheesecake.
Yeah. And so that was fun, but like the boat time is boring, but like actually, I don't know. I'd rather just like go tour Alaska. Yeah. I don't know. That'd be fun. I wouldn't mind going to like Calgary, Alberta.
Oh yeah, that'd
and
be
touring
fun.
Like and going to Banff.
I would like that too.
That'd be fun.
But
going the summertime.
The best part of that whole cruise was the all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Oh, we went on
that.
We did like on our honeymoon. We did like three excursions. Two of them were hikes. One of them was a legit 5-mile hike. That. Legit almost died.
That was so much fun.
We was not expecting that because I had like blue jeans and this
we
is back
were
in my
not
ranching days.
Prepared.
No, I had jeans and a long sleeve shirt on and I was sweating like crazy and our guides were like, Are you good? I'm like, yeah, I just sweat a lot. And they're like, oh, okay. Are you sure you're okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Because you had to our hike was pretty much uphill. For 5 miles.
In the one picture we took at this like creek thing.
River
with the mountains behind us. We're both like drenched in sweat.
Yeah. It was wild.
And it didn't help that it started pouring rain. So it rained the entire time.
No, it was just like heavy misting crazily.
Yeah. But
and then
it
the
still
river was
the
rushing and they're teaching us about all this life. And all these plants and fungi and whatever. And it was really fun and pretty. Then the hike that I liked was a little nature trail that was like in a garden type of thing. And you just had to go walk around and look at stuff. And then they're like, okay, now we can go eat all you can eat Dungeness crab.
It was amazing.
That was really good. Even though they didn't, it really wasn't all you can eat. But we crushed it. I loved it.
But if you could redo and do a different honeymoon, what would you do?
What's the money situation here? Uh-huh. Same amount or like anything?
Anything.
I would take a trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
And Scotland and just tour the countryside and play golf at like one or two places.
Yeah,
that's literally
sounds fun.
All I would do.
That does sound fun.
Go check out museums, old buildings, check out the countryside, look at the farming operations. I don't know. That'd be super fun.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. I don't know. I'd probably go to Disney.
That'd be all right.
If somebody would have just told me years ago, Heather, you're going to become a Disney-obsessed person. Go now, before you have kids. I probably would have gone, but nobody whispered that in my ear. So I had to find out that I had a love for Disney years later. Mm. Which is okay, because it's still just as fun, and I get to use the excuse of, like, I'm going to Disney for my kids, but I'm really going for me. But, I mean, they still love it, too. Mm-hmm. So it makes it fun. Does that sound bad? Mm-hmm. It
does. But it just goes for herself. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed our honeymoon. It was good times. We have good memories from it. Ate lots of food.
We ate a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else you were supposed to do.
There wasn't anything else to do.
No.
We ate a lot.
And then every time they're like, there's a whale on the port side. So we'd run and go look at the whale.
There was no whale.
And then be like 2 miles off in the distance. And we're like, cool. So, yeah, I didn't know what to do on a cruise. Maybe it'd be different this time around.
Yeah, I would do a different type of cruise. One with like a Rapunzel dining experience and a Broadway style show and
what happened?
Themed food.
I was trying to think of anything that happened big time this past week.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, I know we like to ramble on this, so let's just go ahead and we've gone over 30 minutes, so we are going to call that good.
Alrighty.
For this episode. But yeah, we always want to encourage you to be encouraging to others, be positive, talk about fun stuff, talk about vacations that you would like to take, talk about... just talk about positive things, be positive, talk about church, talk about the Bible classes you're in at church, talk about this worship service, I don't know, have fun conversations with people in your life, be encouraging, be positive, don't let negativity bring you down, and we will talk to y'all next week. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.